जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव राधा माधव शिराधे, जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ शिराधे, जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर श्री राधे जय ललित विशाक ललित विशाक ललित विशाक जय ललित विशाक जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय गौर निताय गौर निताय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद नीताय गौर हरि को हरि को हरि बोल नीताय गौर हरि को
Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalaya Shrimati Gopal Krishna Goswami Tarayi Prabhupada Shasaityam Yapakasha Vityaracha Vacharan Kirvansara Vagatpati Munamaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalaya Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalang Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam sujivam sadvaitam sadvadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam Sri Radha Krishna padam sahagana lalita sivisakanditamscha हे कृष्ण करुण सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कंथा राधा कंत नमोस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
We continue reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, the Saman Bunam, chapter 29. Lord Krishna and the gopis meet for rasa dance. Text number 29. Is that correct? Kritva Mukani Ava Sucha Swasananena Swasanena Sushyat Bimba Adarani Charanena Bubha Likantya Asrair Upatamasibhi Kucha Kunkamani Tastur Mrijantya Uru Dukha Bara Sma Tusnim Kritva mukani ava sucha swasanena susyad Kritva mukani ava sucha swasanena susyad Bimbam darani charanaina bubhalikantya Asrairu patamasabhi kucha kunkumani Tastur mijancha urudhukka barasma tusnim Kritva mukani avasucha swasanena susyad Bimba darani charanena bubhalikantya Asrairu patamasabhikuccha kunkumani Tastormi janchauru matusnim. Somebody else?
Kritva mukani avasucha swasanena susyad.
Kripa mukani abhasvacha swadane nasusyad. Bandarani dikantya. Pasrairupatim masabi kuchukunkumani. Dastur mijantya ruduka baras matusnim. Bamukani abasuchas vasane nasusyad.
Matajis, Kritba Mukani Abhasuccha Swane Nakshutta Bimbadi Dharani Charane Nabhubali Kantya. Snairapatana sabi kunja mamkamani. Word for word meaning. Kritva, placing. Mukani, their faces. Ava, downward. Sucha, out of sorrow. Swasanena, by sighing. Sushyat, drying up. Bimba, appearing like red bimba fruits. Adarani, their lips. Charanena, with their toes. Bhuvaha, the ground. Likantya, scratching. Asrai, with their tears. Upata, which carried. Mashibhi, the kajal from their eyes. Kucha, under breasts. Kunkumani, the vermilion powder. Tashtuhu, they stood still. Mrijantya, washing away. Uru, excessive. Dukkha, of unhappiness. Bara, filling the burden. Sma, Indeed, Tushnim silently. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Their heads hanging down and their heavy, sorrowful breathing, drying up their reddened lips, the gopis scratched the ground with their toes. Tears flowed from their eyes, carrying their kajala and washing away the vermilion smeared on their breast. Thus they stood silently, bearing the burden of their unhappiness. Please repeat after me. Their heads hanging down, and their heavy, sorrowful breathing, drying up their reddened lips. The gopis scratched the ground with their toes. Tears flowed from their eyes, carrying their kajal and washing away the vermilion smeared on their breasts. Thus they stood silently bearing the burden of their unhappiness. Purport. The gopis felt, if Krishna has not been conquered by our love, then our love must not be genuine. And if we cannot properly love Krishna, what is the use of our lives? Their reddish lips were drying up because of the hot breathing that arose from their unhappiness. When the hot sun dries ripe red bimba fruits, dark spots appear on them and they grow soft. The beautiful lips of the gopis similarly changed in appearance. They stood silently before Krishna, unable to speak. Hare Krishna. It's a very heavy moment. The gopis feeling angry at Krishna. It's mixed. They were so excited in the beginning when Lord Krishna played his flute in the middle of the night, calling all of them to come to meet them. And when they first came to see Lord Krishna in happiness, in bliss, in the beginning, they were looking up in the sky. They were looking at the trees of Vrindavan. How beautiful the trees and different surroundings in the middle of the night. And it was full moon. So everything was lit up by the moonshine. And everyone, the gopis, out of embarrassment as well, they don't want to show their feelings of happiness to be with Lord Krishna. And they were looking at Yamuna as well. They cannot look Krishna straight. So now here is a different. Instead of looking up, they're looking down. And they cannot look actually to Krishna directly. The meeting and separation of Lord Krishna with the gopis is the attraction that Lord Krishna would like to show us to kill our mundane morality, our so-called religiosity. These pastimes of the Supreme Lord is the pinnacle of the Lord's pastimes. It's so intimate that Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the Lord appeared not just to kill the demons or to reestablish the principles of religion, as mentions in the Bhagavad Gita, but ultimately to attract the conditioned souls to go back home, back to Godhead. And the Lord appears in His form as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to exhibit this mood which is expressed by Srimati Radharani towards the Supreme Lord. The prime reason, or the confidential reason, why Lord Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to understand, that mellow what Radharani feels towards Lord Krishna. He's Lord Krishna himself, and he cannot understand his feelings of Srimati Radharani. Krishna is the eternal male Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Srimati Radharani is the eternal female transcendental counterpart, eternal counterpart of the Supreme Lord. So Lord Krishna, he cannot understand. So he came in the mood of Srimati Radharani to understand what is it that Srimati Radharani has that I am not able to understand. What is that love that she relish that I cannot understand? Because it's very difficult, even in a situation, let's say in a mundane situation between husband and wife. The husband may love the wife, and the wife may love the husband, but the husband can only experience the emotion that is within him. How can he actually tell that the wife actually really loves him? One may say, I love you, and the other person may say, I love you too. I may say, I really love you, genuinely love you, but how can I prove that you really genuinely, truly love me? It's very difficult. It's not possible to understand, even in a mundane platform, a spiritual platform as well. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years ago along with his eternal associates to experience this love of Srimati Radharani. He came in the mood of a devotee also to show us, to educate us specifically, to tell us that the mood of the Brajabasis, love towards Krishna, is the topmost. And amongst the Brajabasis, the gopis excelled. And amongst all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the best. So this exchange of love is not mundane. It is not. It is beyond the scope of morality, mundane morality and values. They transgress. Actually, these gopis, they did not have any direct contact with their so-called husbands. The Acharya says that those who were married, the Muni gopis, their children, the so-called children, is not their own children. It's the children of the brothers of their husbands. And to feed them, they're not really feeding them by their breast. They're feeding them by the milk from the cows. So there is no really mundane relationship between the married gopis and their so-called husbands. It is beyond. So this rasa dance is not tainted with any mundane. Traits is beyond that when they came because of the flute playing of Lord Krishna. Rupa Goswami says that if you are still attached to your family members, if you're still attached to your friends, if you're still attached to your so-called loved ones, then don't go to Yamuna. Don't go to Kesigat, where Lord Krishna is playing his flute. This blue boy, bluest, blackest boy. Don't go there. Because if you go there, you'll forget everything. But actually, it's the dichotomy of this is that Srila Rupa Goswami says, yes, you should go immediately, as soon as you hear the flute of Lord Krishna. Because our attraction towards the material world culminates in our bondage with the family members, with our so-called friends, and with our so-called loved ones. Because our relationship in the material world is temporary. Of course, they can help us to grow and make progress in Krishna consciousness, but ultimately, our relationship with Krishna is the most important thing to be established or re-established. Well, our friends, so-called friends, or loved ones and family may help us in our execution of devotional service. But ultimately, we will also be severing our attachments towards them in order to be more focused and attached towards Lord Krishna. So the gopis, they gave up all of this. When Lord Krishna played his flute, they run immediately. They drop everything. I hope that someday we'll have that kind of mood, that we will give up everything, all of our attachments. Just imagine how much blissful that could be. Because our so-called attachments doesn't really make us happy. It's temporary happiness. And here, Lord Krishna is playing with the gopis. He called them because Krishna's obliged. Anyone who wants to please Krishna, Krishna is also obliged in reciprocation to please them much more than the one who wished to please him. We've heard that story, right? That fruit vendor, she was selling fruits, but Krishna, when he would see his parents, Mother Yasoda, you know, bartending. In those days, there's no money. So, and the fruit vendor, she was very attracted so much with the beauty of Lord Krishna that Krishna immediately went inside, took a handful of grains, and while running back, most of these grains like slipped in between his hands, so only few morsels were there. And he gave that to the fruit vendor, and the fruit vendor gave all the fruits to Krishna. Then when the fruit vendor came back, she found out that all of this items on her basket full of gems, precious stones, gold, and everything. Same with Vasudeva. No. What's his name again? Sudama Vipra, right? He came also with a few morsels of grains or rice that his wife told him to give to Lord Krishna. And then when he came back home, he cannot figure out, am I in the right place? Is this my own residence, ashram? So the gopis, it says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when they see Krishna's beauty, their beauty increases more. When Krishna sees their beauty, Krishna becomes happy and becomes beautiful. Then when Krishna's beauty increases, the gopis' beauty increases much more, 10,000 times more than Lord Krishna's beauty. And then when Lord Krishna will see that the beauty of the gopis increases much more, then Krishna's beauty increases. But the beauty of the gopis increases 10,000 times more than Lord Krishna. And the happiness that the gopis experience is much more when they see Krishna's beauty increases. So there's a transcendental competition. But the devotee surpass Lord Krishna's beauty and happiness. Krishna is more happy if he is being treated to be like a pet son, a common friend, or a paramour, a fiancé, so to speak. He likes it more in that way, better than he's been worshipped with awe and reverence in majestic way. So here, Krishna is teasing. First you come, and then now he says, you go. This makes the relationship under the influence of Yoga Maya to become more sweet. Just imagine, you invite a friend, hey, please come home. I have prepared something for you. I prepared paratha and paneer sabji and gulab jamun. And then before you start eating, he says, I think you should go home now. It's over. I'm sorry. I'm just going to eat it myself. And then what are you going to feel? What? But the gopis, no. They did not move an inch. This is their determination. In spite of telling, Krishna says, you should go home now. Your husband is waiting for you. Your children, they're ready to be fed by the milk. No. I feel in fear here because I'll be scorned by my other friends. What kind of immoral personality I am, calling young girls in youth. Right, this is in youth, he says. Young girls in the middle of the night. It'll be embarrassing for me. I will not be able to face my family and my friends as well. They will think I'm really like immoral here. It's abominable to be with young girls in the middle of the night, alone. And I was born brahmachari right from the very beginning. So, unlike the unscrupulous personalities, Prabhupada was given story, just like in Pakistan, someone is imitating to be Krishna and would like to dance with the young girls in the middle of the night. He has some kind of mystic power. So the mothers, they have young girls, daughters, and they will send. This is the same story as Bhaktivinoda Thakur when he tried to capture this imposter Bishvakshena? Bishikeshan. So, yeah, he said, I am Lord Vishnu. And he has some mystic power. And I know what's your purpose, why you came. But why don't you just join me? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, no, you should come with me in Jagannath Puri. Because Lord Jagannath is there, along with his elder brother and Subhadra. And this Bishakena says, no, that is made of wood. I am the real one. See, I have Brahma with me and I have Shiva with me. He has two colleagues with him. And then when Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that, he thought that this is really like, cannot be. There's no more avatar in this age. And how could it be? He's trying to just enjoy by himself. Immediately they capture him and they brought him to jail. And the story goes that ultimately he gave up his life inside the jail. So, Krishna can only be conquered by love. Unconditional love. Love without any tinge of trying to enjoy by oneself, just to please Krishna, just to give Krishna the highest pleasure. And here, when the gopis, they're in anger, they bow down, they put their heads down. They don't want to show their anger, but they're angry. But later on, we will see and hear their reciprocation with Lord Krishna. Their lips, says here, their lips is dried up because of their sorrowful breathing. They are so much in despair. Despair is higher than sorrow. They're angry, and at the same time, they are very much in despair that they lower their heads and they drew with their left toe a line on the earth, asking earth, please part yourself and let us just go inside. It's unbearable. The separation is more intense than meeting. It's what we call viparlamba. Viparlamba bhav. The excitement of like meeting your loved one, your son, your daughter, your wife, is more relishable than the time that when you meet them. Is that correct? For those of you who are very far from your loved ones and they care for you and they love you also, you want to be with them. We want to be with them. And I'm sure they want to be with us, but time is separating us. Time will come, the right moment, that we will meet them. But then we will meet them, we enjoy as well, but not as much as when we are far from each other. So, they're thinking themselves, oh no, Krishna is telling us to go. What's going to happen to us? I don't think he's really genuine by doing this to us. They were thinking that their love must not be genuine. towards Lord Krishna. If someone told you, okay, you go away, because Krishna here is indifferent. Indifferent. The word indifferent was used many times. Indifference means, it's not that you don't care. You care, but it's like you're not attached to the result. We should be like that. The mood of a devotee should be like this. Indifference. There is a difference here. It's not that you don't care. You care, but you don't. You will do your duty. You will do what is meant for you to do, but you don't. You're not attached to the result. You want it to be successful, but it's only up to Krishna. So Krishna here is showing indifference. He loves the gopis so much. That's why he called them in the middle of the night. And the gopi says, if we cannot properly love Krishna, what is the use of our lives? So they said, okay, they drew a line to the earth, and then they pray that the earth will part, give part, like a line, a space, so that they can just give up their life and throw themselves inside. You see, this is the difference between our sampradaya. That we are learning this. We're being educated here through scriptures from our acharyas. In professional reciters of the Bhagavatam that will speak in the 10th canto, they will be just reciting this and would not be able to explain the way our acharyas saying. And therefore, instead of eradicating the lusty desires within our hearts, they increase the lusty desires of the listeners. So that is the main difference here. We are being educated here. We are in this. The 10th canto is like, it's not being discussed in public, but somehow, for our purification, we are doing it. We're not here to enjoy, oh, rasa dance, oh, yes. No, Prabhupada says in Krishna book, if we want to get rid of lusty desires, read the part of the rasa dance. So, by scriptural education, from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, from the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially on this part, we are being purified. I feel myself very unqualified. I don't know anything. I'm just trying to repeat what I've heard. And hopefully also all of you will get purified by doing so. Hare Krishna. We'll stop here. Any questions or comments?
The yes, gopis are experiencing great unhappiness.
Yeah.
And Queen Kunti is like the goddess of fortune. The Pandavas were close associates of Krishna. Even Bhishma was crying at how much austerities and penances and challenges they had in their lives. So is it just philosophically to pacify the devotee that, oh, Prabhu, it's all Krishna's mercy or help you to surrender? Or how do we understand that we're, you think that someone who's so highly elevated and appreciated by the Lord that they wouldn't have to go through such apparent suffering and unhappiness.
Mm-mm. In the beginning, we mentioned this earlier in our meeting, that this relationship with the Supreme Lord amongst His eternal associates is very relishable. It's we don't have an idea. We can just hear from the Shastra that this is the topmost affection, the love that Lord Krishna gives for His eternal associates, for His devotees. So, for now, we have to study Srila Prabhupada's books follow, especially that this morning I was mentioning the book of His Holiness Hanumat Prasak Swami about nectar of the instruction, Vachabegam, Manasabegam, Udarapastavegam. We have to control our senses. These gopis, they don't have to study the Vedas. They're gone. Been there, done that. So to speak in English. But for us, we're beginners. So we have to control our tongue. We have to control our belly. We have to control our genital. We have to the urges of the mind, the speech. Use it for Krishna's service. As Prabhupada says again, we've heard this many times, like the, you know, the iron, you put it into the fire, it acts like a fire. So right now, we're still in the, I'm sure some of you must be in the topmost platform of bhakti, but definitely, I must say, I'm still a beginner. I'm still a beginner. And hopefully one day, I will reach that platform where I can really relish Srimad Bhagavatam, relish the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, relish the association of the devotees, relish the darshan of the Lord, relish being here. But for now, as Prabhupada says, work now, samadhi later. We have to work hard. You know, I have one devotee, I met him last night. He says, Maharaj, I'm sorry I cannot come for Mangalartik, it's too cold. I says, okay, no problem. We have to pay the price, right? For us, I mean, getting up in the morning is not so difficult now.
Thank God for IVTV.
Thank God for IVTV. They can be Mangalartik and then having a darshan of the Lord. Right? But it's not the same in person. It can be in Zoom or YouTube or whatever. But it's not the same. We are in Vrindavan, be here. It's class time, be here. Put aside other things. As like the gopis. The gopis, they put aside everything. Prabhupada wanted us to be here, be present. Huh? Otherwise, we don't have to be here. We can have just Prabhupada giving class and we can just do whatever we like during the Bhagavatam class. And the heart of the morning program is not the prasadam time.
Yes, it is.
Well. The Bhagavatam is the heart of the morning program. Because some of you can eat till 11, intermittent fasting, you can do. Like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. But if we miss Bhagavatam, oh, it's like we miss the whole part, the main part of the morning program. So, yes, for now, we cannot really understand these sentiments, this affection, the love of these different exalted personalities. And until we pass anartha nibriti. Anartha nibriti means the cleansing, purifying stage, getting rid of our different anarthas. Yes, sir.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, we see that in Bhagavad Gita, Arjun is very much attached to his grandfather and teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Here we see gopis, they are totally detached from everything.
Yes.
So, how can we understand that Arjuna, why he was so much attached to his grandfather and teacher?
It is natural. It is natural. If he's not attached, then it's unnatural. But we have to place our attachment accordingly, properly. And Arjuna is a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord. But somehow he was put into that situation for our own benefit, that we should learn the Bhagavad Gita accordingly the way Arjuna has understood. Okay, if there is no Bhagavad Gita, we will not relish this Srimad Bhagavatam. We will not know who is Krishna. We cannot jump immediately in a Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the postgraduate, the postgraduate. First, we have to understand the position of Arjuna, put ourselves in his position. Because we have so many attachments, especially our family, which is okay. But at the same time, ultimately, we have to sever that attachment in order to be completely attached to Lord Krishna. It is natural to be attached to the family. Even the dogs, you can see the dogs. Monkeys, no, they're not attached to their family. Only when the baby monkey is young. When the grown-up, forget it. But the dogs and the cats, you can see how, you know, they're attached with each other. Yes? What to say of us?
Only when they are small, when they grow up, they are...
Yeah. When they grow up. It's the same thing, materially. When they grow up, the kids will go. In America, I've been to many places in America. When the kids are grown up, they want to be separated. They want to live independently. They want to live like one block away from their parents. At least. Yes. And they may visit the parents only on special occasions. Christmas, whatever. Yeah. But the parents' duty is always to remind the children the importance of Krishna consciousness. Don't ever, ever forget that. It doesn't matter even if they're not favorable. If they're inimical, that is another thing. Pray that they become Krishna conscious one day. Anything else? Yes. Mataji is there. Please pass back the mic.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, how do we know, I don't understand why Krishna would be pleased with us performing service.
How do you know?
Why would Krishna be pleased with with us performing our service? I just don't understand sometimes.
Why would he be pleased?
Yeah.
Well, the love is a two-way street. So when we show our love to Krishna, Krishna will love us more. So Krishna would like us to be in that loving relationship with him, because that is our eternal constitutional position, to serve and please him. And when he is pleased, we want to do more service. We want to increase our love towards him, because the reciprocation is there. So Krishna wanted us to go back home, back to Godhead, more than we do. And we can only show to Krishna that when we love him, we love his devotees. I cannot say, I love you, Krishna, but I hate your devotees. Then it doesn't work. Your love for Krishna will be shown how you love his devotees. How you develop love for them with your family, with your friends, and loved ones, so-called loved ones. But this is how it works. Is that okay? Yes, another two more questions. Give the mic.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much for the class. I would like to have precision if one of the members of the family is inimical.
If one of the members of the family is inimical?
My question is, Is it inimical if you don't want to read daily?
No, inimical means blaspheming you, blaspheming Krishna. Like Hiranyakashipu, that is the topmost inimical example. Not favorable means they just don't want to know what you're doing. They don't care what you're doing, but they give you freedom to do it. So that is fine. Inimical means blaspheming Krishna, blaspheming the devotees. Everything that you do is considered to be demoniac. It's against their own way. So that is better avoid and stay not with them, because it's not good. The more they do it, then the more they go deeper into hellish condition of life. Better just, Prabhupada says we should write to our parents. Now we don't write. Now we can call in Zoom. Now we can call in Messenger. Even if they're not favorable. Okay? Right? Yes?
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, a few days ago we were listening in the class that the woman only dharma, the woman only duty is to serve her husband. That's the only way she can actually progress in spiritual life.
Mm-hmm.
And we see examples of exalted devotees, mm-hmm. like the gopis, and Panchakota Prabhu mentioned Queen Kunti, who was mm-hmm. actively praying to sever her relationship.
Attachments.
So how we can understand, because we're not on their level to actually just cut our dharma and abandon everything, right, as women. So how we can understand this principle, I mean, maybe apparent contradiction in between the
abandoning
two.
The attachment to enjoy. That is what we should cut. Being with the husband, being with the wife, if you're Krishna conscious, there's no need of separation. There's no need of sannyas. Stay together till the end of one's life. Serve together. But to enjoy, sense enjoyment, sense gratification together, you go to hell. Yes. Okay, Krishna becomes the husband when both of you together serve Lord Krishna. Okay, does it make sense?
Yes.
Yes,
it does.
Yes, it makes sense. Okay, last question. We're going to the heart of the program.
Yeah, I'm from...
Yes.
I'm from the Netherlands, and my family, my friends, nobody was in Krishna consciousness. So I went to the temple myself. I bought my first book. I bought my first japa, everything. You know? So because you said parents' duty remind children of Krishna, in Netherlands it's not possible because Krishna is not there. You know, He's there. Nobody knows him. And nobody, there are only few devotees. There's no temple, you know.
Okay.
So it's very difficult. So
we'll go one day. We'll go one day.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Do Harinam,
please come, please.
And
I don't know where we can host you. We will rent a room in a hotel or something.
But don't worry.
We will figure out.
We can sleep in an igloo.
Thank you. I have a question. Because you said this, the people in Vraj, they know how to love Krishna, no?
People
in Vraj. The husbands and the wife, they know it's natural for them. And in the other side, you said gopis did not have direct contact with their husbands.
Yeah.
But if this woman and this man are the most exalted, why they don't have contact with each other?
It's only in their mind that they are married.
Only in the mind.
Yeah. They don't have physical contact.
But why the gopis run to Krishna and why the husbands don't run to Krishna?
See, the husband, they're not jealous of Krishna. They're not jealous. They know that their wives are more attached to Krishna than to them.
This is transcendental.
But why are there the men not so attached as the gopis?
Because everyone is attached to Krishna in Vrindavan. Even the husband is attached to Krishna.
But in another way?
Krishna is the center of Vrindavan. So everyone knows that Krishna is the most lovable personality in Vrindavan. So if their wives is more attached and they love more Krishna than themselves, the husbands, they don't mind. They don't consider this as immoral. Yeah, okay. Vrindavan is very, then that. Oh, Radharani, yes. But Krishna, yeah, well, everyone is attracted to Krishna, but Krishna is attracted to Vrindavaneswari, to Radharani.
Okay.
But everyone also, the gopis, they're all pushing Radharani to get closer to Krishna. Even though they love Krishna, they want to please Krishna. And they please and love Krishna by pushing Radharani to be as close as possible to Lord Krishna.
And how the husband please Krishna? No?
By didn't say anything. Okay, but some of them are not in the purified stage yet of being like a gopi, so they were stopped and they listened. Others, what can we do? What to do? Okay, go. And now, when Lord Krishna told them, you go back, they were thinking, what will our husband says now? We left in the middle of the night and then we're coming back. But ultimately, they didn't care less also. They also put that aside, which makes the rasa dance actually pure. They didn't transgress any immoral activities here. Okay? This is education. This is from the scriptures. All right? Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki!
Yeah.
All the gopis of Vrindavan ki!
Yeah.
Hare Krishna! Hurry, hurry.